participated both with the New York Stock Exchange and FINRA. Generally, there have not been post-hearing briefs. The way FINRA compensates us is that we are compensated for a hearing session and for motion work. And as far as I can tell, we may be compensated for $50 for an executive session, but we would not be compensated for reading 200 pages worth of brief work. And, you know, if that's the way it is, that's the way it is. It's just, it's a, I don't want to say a burden, but an imposition upon our largesse to do that. And I don't want to say that we would not do it. And if that's what needs to be done, that's what needs to be done. It's just FINRA's rules in this regard are incredibly inconsistent with the rules associated with other arbitration forums.
Can they hold a telephone conference and then use that as a basis?
Well, that might just be the executive. I've always been told you get paid $200 for a hearing session, which is basically 3 hours. That's one of the reasons why we talk about 4:30. And you get paid if there is a motion for which there is a hearing. And you get paid for $50 for an executive session where we might get together and discuss things. And otherwise, you get paid for nothing.
How would you call it a closing, as we did in the last
hearing?
It's called a closing session.
Closing hearing session.
Right, closing hearing session.
Right,
we will submit the briefs on that date, and we will be available to the panel should you...
I hate to bring this up, but it...
It's a fair question.
We had a closing session on the phone.
And we could stipulate that you could have a closing hearing session or...
For a day,
you know, so mm-hmm. you could have two sessions, and then we could be available on by phone that day. So then any questions could be answered. Not that we necessarily would expect any questions, but at least
we want to be fair to you.
No, we appreciate that.
And the notion of, you know, spending an entire day for free trying to come up with a decision is, you know, if that's what needs to be done, that's what needs to be done, and we are all committed to that. At the same time, it's just the way the rules are set up. It seems somewhat unfair when you're doing a substantial amount of work like that and not be compensated.
No, and that's why we're saying that we'll figure out, it should be like a hearing day.
Day, right.
Mm-hmm.
Which we'll all agree to and stipulate to, where the parties will pay the fees for that day so that you will have that entire day. And you can include, the briefs won't take more than maybe 2 hours to read and then a session to discuss.
Right. We're not cheating anybody but ourselves. We pay the fees, so...
Right, I understand, and I hate to bring this up, but their compensation rules are idiotic. I think
you understand, and you're neutrals, and you're not directly tied to FINRA, right?
Well, that's
frankly,
right.
Frankly, we've benefited from the fact that you've accepted the direct testimony in writing, because we probably would have had 2 weeks.
We would have had a
session,
7 day or 8 day session.
Yeah, and they don't characterize it as compensation; they characterize it as an honorarium.
Well, we have no problem with that to the extent we can be helpful in that regard.
Well, that's great. Thank you.
To Art,
we can enter into not a revenue sharing agreement on that subject.
That's fine.
Close the session.
Okay.
This is all
so,
recorded.
So then...
Recorded. Hopefully. I don't think anybody ever listens to it at FINRA.
Well, then that wraps things up for today. Okay, well, we'll meet at 9:30 then tomorrow.
Thank you.